May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Welcome, everybody. We've got all present here today, no apologies. So we'll move straight on to 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be confirmed? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Viney. Any queries on those minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 2.1 is councillor workshops. There's a couple there. Can I have somebody move that the report be received? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconder, Councillor Hiscott. Any queries? I'll put the motion. All in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is Mayor's Communications, nothing to report. 3.2 is Mayor's Diary, there's a list there. Can I have somebody move that that be received?
So
thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Fuller. Any queries on any of those? There's not very much. It's been a quiet month on holidays. But I would like to just say well done to the Australia organisers of Australia Day breakfast, because at the last minute I think the moving in to the rowing club was quite seamless, and everybody seemed to just sort of take it in their stride, and it turned out quite well. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. 4.1 is councillor reports. Any councillors who have been appointed by the council to committees or other organisations wish to report? No, no meetings over the Christmas. 5.1 is leave of absence, no applications. 6.1 is deputations, and there are no requests for deputations. 7.1 are the petitions, and there are no petitions. We come to councillor questions without notice. Councillor Van Rooyen.
No, ma'am.
Councillor Beswick.
No, ma'am.
Councillor Diprose.
No, ma'am.
Councillor Viney.
No, ma'am.
Councillor Overton.
No, ma'am.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. One for the General Manager, one for the General Manager enclosed, and one for the Director of Community Services enclosed, please.
Is that two for the General Manager, one in open and one in closed? And the Director of Infrastructure?
Community.
Community. Thank you. Councillor Hiscott?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Councillor
no,
Carpenter? And none for me. Two is councillor questions on notice, and no questions have been received. 9.1 is public question time. Public question time will be held at 6:40. Public question time's taken on notice. There was a that was taken at the last meeting of Mr. Chris Robb. The question and the response. Can I have somebody move that the response to questions from Mr. Robb from the 16th of December 2009 Ordinary Council meeting is received and noted. Thanks, so Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Carpenter. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Move on to 10.1, minutes and notes of committees of the council and other organisations. There's three sets there. Can I have somebody move that those minutes be received?
Move, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Diprose. Seconded, Councillor Overton. Any queries on those minutes?
Thank you, Mayor. Regarding the Central Coast Community Safety Partnership Committee, for whom I'm a delegate, but unfortunately was an apology, but it just raised a thought with me. I noticed in the minutes of the meeting that the General Manager mentioned that one of the delegates wasn't able to keep attending, and that perhaps it would be useful to have somebody attending from Turners Beach. Perhaps this is part of the review of the membership of that committee. Is it because I wasn't of the understanding that there was a geographical representation of the municipality on the committee, so I was just interested in what the thinking was there.
They were representatives of the Neighbourhood Watch, and at the time there was quite an active Turners Beach Neighbourhood Watch group, as there was in Penguin, so that's why we've ended up with a member from Penguin and one from Turners Beach. But I think both of those have folded now, so it does mean that, you know, that's open for just community representation.
And the other one, Mayor, was for yourself, the Cradle Coast Authority representatives meeting. There was the discussion about shared services, which was pleasing to see slow, perhaps, progression of a shared services project. But I was wondering whether or not there was any appetite for the sharing of services regarding animal management. It wasn't reflected in the minutes, so I just didn't know if that had come up for conversation.
Certainly mentioned that one. I'm just trying to think. I think Daryl's certainly aware of it and was going to take that one on board as well. So I don't know that we actually...
The general managers have been talking about looking at that, and I've evidently got the scope to look at regulatory and animal management on behalf of the general managers as well. So,
Any other queries on those minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.2 is the schedule of appointments to statutory bodies, groups and organisation. And this one is a new Council's Municipal Emergency Management Coordinator and Deputy Coordinator positions.
It's a resolution, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. And a seconder, please, Councillor Hiscott. Would you like to speak to this, Councillor Van Rooyen?
There's not a lot to say really, except that Paul has been John's deputy for quite a while, and I guess it's just a natural progression that Paul takes his job. And, Philip Barker's been involved in that area for quite a lot of years, so I guess if he becomes Paul's deputy, it would be a natural fit, I would suggest.
Speakers? No, I wholeheartedly agree with you. All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.3 is the quarterly performance report, annual plan progress. Can I have somebody move that be received? Please.
So moved. Second.
Councillor Fuller, seconded Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Fuller, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mayor. Just to say that obviously it's been, you know, that quarter where Christmas lands in the middle, the New Year lands, and we have all those challenges of all that time when people are away from their desk. And as we've referred to in earlier conversations, it'll be great to be able to workshop the current state of the annual plan and determine, you know, just revisit that and determine what our priorities are and if we're going to be able to achieve all of those goals for ourselves, given the other things that have cropped up along the way. So looking forward to that conversation, but endorse the report.
Speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is the correspondence addressed to Mayor and Councillors. There's the schedule there. Can I have somebody move that it be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. Any queries on any of that?
Thank you, Mayor. In relation to Mr Parsons's correspondence about the old service station site at Turners Beach, and I noticed there'd been some social media commentary on that, not that I had been following it. Where are we at with the listing for sale of, I'm not sure who.
Either side. Down the option on the 14th or 15th of February, mid-February, I can't tell you the exact date, but they're starting to advertise it now for that date, yep.
Was there any interest in Mr Parsons' suggestion? Is that something that we would be discussing at some stage, or no appetite for that?
Option, we need to just discuss that at the workshop, bearing in mind I know that there's some commercial developers out there as well. And it's been nothing that the community had put in. When we went out with the strategic plan, it was more they wanted the site cleaned up.
Yeah.
Not that they wanted us to purchase the site.
Agreed.
Site is concerned, is the council forcing the place to go to auction, or is there some other reason why it's going to auction? I'm pleased to see that something's happening, don't get me wrong, but are we involved with that?
We're getting the place sold because of unpaid rates. And we've been going through a process with that. The council first has signed off on that happening, and also we've had to go through the courts with because of the trustee involved, and go through all that process. So now we're now at the process where the court has said, yes, we can sell it. But bearing in mind, we don't get the money. We only get our rates paid. The state government get theirs, and whoever any mortgagees are, they will get their money out of it. Mm.
Well, I'm pleased to see it happening.
Speakers. Right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.5 is the common seal. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that be received, please?
So
was that a... Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. I'll take that. And a second, Councillor Viney. Any queries on the common seal? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.6 is contracts and agreements. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move? And there's a schedule here that you've all got in front of you. Can I have somebody move that be received, please? Thanks,
so
Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on those contracts and agreements? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried.
Question.
Councillor Fuller, you had a question for the GM.
I did. I was wondering about the, and I was just realising that it was under, sorry, my apologies. Just wondering if there was an update for the, again, not sure where I should be, in relation to the Penguin Art projects and back roads and all of that sort of stuff, but perhaps it's the
back here. Yeah. Do you want to do that now? Right in front of you, Paul. Oh. I'd like to come and sit here for a minute.
Mayor, we've actually had meetings just this week. Community Development Officer and I met with Neil and colleagues out at Penguin. The update is, it's in the similar position as it was earlier in that a location needs to be identified. So we're in the process of working through that. What we had suggested for back roads is that initially the group had really, were very keen to have it installed for then. But because of the process we need to go through with community consultation, there simply isn't time for that. But what we had suggested instead is that we use that time for the community consultation and have it displayed. So that's what we're working through at the moment.
Thank you.
Move on to Community Services, 10.7, statutory determinations. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please?
So moved.
Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconder, please.
Yes.
Councillor Duprose. Any queries on those determinations? Do you want to speak, Councillor Carpenter?
Can I notice that traffic infringements stay static around most of the time. And I'm just wondering sometimes if we knew where they were, and it might, or where the main infringements are, it might help us. Street or in King Edward Street or whatever, it might help inform councillors think, you know, might broaden our decision making a bit more. They're always static around that 60 to 70 infringements every month, so not getting any better. The people must like giving away money. Just a thought, Mayor.
Any other speakers? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.8 is the use of council's roads for Targa Tasmania from the 29th and 30th of April 2020.
So moved, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconder, please.
Second then.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
I think it's a great event for Tasmania. It's great that we've got the roads, and that gets a lot of publicity for probably all around the world to a certain extent. So I think it's a great event for the whole of Tasmania. It's great the Central Coast can be a part of it. A little bit of inconvenience for some people for half a day, but I think it's great.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. I was interested, and I don't know why I didn't know this before, that was the wording of the motion from 2007, that future requests for road closures will be denied unless an annual suitable Targa event acceptable. Yes, so I was oblivious to that before. I don't remember that coming up. And obviously the council at that time was very, very clear. They said it will be denied. So obviously there was quite a strong feeling about that. I just wondered if somebody could share with me why we haven't been able to progress it, because I thought we'd had luncheons and they've had stops here, haven't they? And whether or not that's, I don't know, what's the point in that being our policy as determined in 2007 if it's not something that we can actually do, I suppose I was interested in.
I think that We put in for our turn, they've got to go through all the municipalities, but what we are making sure is that they do stops in Raby Street and or around that area, and at Penguin. Well, we're trying, I'm not sure where we got to with that. But the reason to put it there is to ensure that we do get some coverage of them here. But we won't get a meal stop every time, because they've got to go I think a couple of years ago they had a meal stop at Penguin, and we've just got to take our turn.
So sometimes a Targa event, it's all about the definition of event, isn't it? I mean, a Targa event can be a stop, I suppose, which we do normally see. Thank you.
That strong wording could be amended at some point in the future.
Yeah, I suppose I just discussion. Felt that the wording sort of set our policy framework for staff, and if that's not the reality, then but perhaps it's a conversation for another time. Thank you.
Speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.9 is Council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that report be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Second up.
Second that, Mayor.
Councillor Van Rooyen. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. And 10.10 is a residential dwelling and outbuilding, an ancillary dwelling. Variation to access to the site and height of the building under the 4th specific area plan at 611 4th Road, 4th. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. A seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Viney. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this one?
Mayor, only probably to, I had a good look through the drawings and haven't been onto site, but it's a minor amendment. The height is because it's a quite a sloping site, so one side is quite low. It's just it's a little bit higher because of the topography of the land there. There's already access to these properties from that position. I think that's been addressed well, so I've got no problem in supporting this application.
Any other speakers?
Mayor, has too much merit. I agree with Councillor Beswick. The access to the three properties that's been addressed with the proposed widening of the right of way, and well, their problem with losing the view. I've said before, you can never be guaranteed of a view. It's not in the planning scheme that the view will be protected. And I don't think it's going to affect these people very much. It's only a high building because of the slope of the land, and so I would go along with the suggested resolution that we approve it.
Any other speakers? Councillor Finney.
I'd just like to add that obviously it would be better if everybody was in the envelope that is put to them and doesn't come to discretion. We've allowed a lot of discretion in the past, and I think the planning department have done very well in putting this one together and giving us a recommendation we can work with. Thank you.
Speakers. Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
Made sense. Thanks, Mayor.
And all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Councillor Fuller, you had a question for the Director of Community Services.
Enclosed, Mayor.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. 10.11. This is Infrastructure Services, the tenders for King's Parade Upgrade Project. And you've all got you've got the amended figures in the attachments. All right, can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
Yes, Mayor, I'll move.
Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this one?
Well, Mayor, as I guess most of you would remember, there was a time when I was against this development down there on King's Parade. And the reason for that being that over the years I've seen quite an array of traffic movements down there, and it has been a bottleneck in places. I remember at one stage King's Parade was both ways, and there was a real bottleneck down there in Risby Street. I think we've got it pretty right, and I was fearful that this development would stuff it up again, but since then, and having a look at the plans, I'm satisfied that what we're doing down there, well, part of it is necessary anyway because of the work that needs to be done on King's Parade, and it will pretty the area up, and it will give better access, particularly from West Ulverston up into our CBD, and so I have decided to support it, and I think It is a lot of money, you know. We're talking about $1 million to do that work, but it's all expensive. We can see by the tenders that we've got. It's a big project. It will be a big project. I'm surprised that they can do it in 12 weeks, because there's traffic management problems that have to be addressed there on a daily basis. But I've got confidence that our staff will supervise it, and that it'll be done well, and so I'm happy to support it.
Speakers.
Mayor, I'd just like to endorse Councillor Van Rooyen's comments, and we've got to be aware this has been in the planning for nearly a couple of years or so now, and we've put it off a couple of times and used the money for different allocations and different things under certain circumstances. So I think all in all, at the end of the day, the tender is quite acceptable, even though it's a little bit above. But we've got to remember from when we started to what we budgeted for way back then to what we're going to do today. And I totally agree with the transfer of money to fix up that shortfall for the time being. I have no issues with that whatsoever. I think it's making good use of the money. We know the surface south of the roundabout is starting to break away and sink, so it's got to be done. And I think with the future plans of what council might do in the future with Raby Street, it gives you that entrance. It gives you that starting point now, and get this one done, and it might open up something new up Raby Street in the future. Fully endorse it, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Obviously, communication with our community and road users is going to be key during that time. Could the director or the general manager just tell us what the director, what his thoughts are about what the communication plan is whilst this large piece of work is impacting on folks?
Perhaps, or a very loud voice, but.
In general, the main communication plan, or the main communication we've had to date, is more around with the local businesses. So there's definitely a plan of attack in dealing with the local businesses. In regard to the broader community, I think we'll need to do a combination of several different methods. We'll use the likes of VMS boards, we'll use the like of our social media. We'll have to make ourselves more available perhaps than what we normally do with a project like that, because we will have a lot of interest from the community asking a lot of questions, so the project manager for that will need to be readily available to answer a lot of those questions. I can't see that we will do letter drops or anything like that. It will just deal straight with the businesses like we did in the past. There'll be foot management as well as traffic management. They're all affected by this one, so that's the plan at this stage, but there's no formal communication plan set out yet.
Any other speakers? Councillor Viney.
I'd just like to say I'm pleased that this project's finally come to fruition after many years of consultation and re-looking at tenders, etc. And I think it's a much-needed project for the town, and hopefully will help the traffic flow around the bottom end of Raby Street.
Speakers? Councillor Venerell, would you like to close?
Expect a fair bit of negative comments on Facebook. I would suggest that none of us look at Facebook. This will provide a fair bit of Facebook fodder for quite a while, but I think that the gain is worth the pain, and we'll go ahead with it.
All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.12 is the tenders for a street sweeper replacement. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please?
Go on, Mayor.
Councillor Carpenter, seconded Councillor Fuller. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this one?
Mayor, I think it's self-explanatory, and you look at your first tender for a truck and you look at the figures, you say 300,000, and you're sort of, yeah, no, a street sweeper, a one-off. And they've got to be replaced because repairs are more costly than new gear, Mayor. So you've got your system in place of your renewal system, so it's there. It's been, you know, it's budgeted for a long, long time, and these things will just roll on and on and on. Fully endorse it, Mayor.
Any other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.13 is the tenders for road maintenance truck replacement. I have somebody move the suggested resolution. Sorry. Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded Councillor Beswick. Councillor Carpenter, what do you have to say on this one?
I'm looking at the trade-in price, Mayor, and I think, gee, I wish I could buy that truck and put a body on it, Paul. It's just absolutely criminal, and I suppose this is your hot mix truck, of course, isn't it, Paul? And the specific body on the back, and it's fit for me and people in the crowd, we could go and buy that for $25,000 and go out in competition, I think. It's incredible to see so much value that's still in that truck, and we get offered $25,000. And it's 10 years old. I would imagine it's probably done 250, 300,000 Ks thereabouts. Mightn't have done that much. There's probably tons of life left in it. But again, where do we cut and run? And so we don't want no more maintenance costs and all this and keep new gear. So it's part of the pattern. But that trade-in price is just absolutely ridiculous. I just find it hard to accept it. But yeah, Mayor, endorse it.
Start up a new business.
Any other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.14 is the Cradle Coast Waste Management Group annual report for 2018-19. Can I have somebody move? Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconder, please.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
Just a note, obviously everybody on the northwest coast, or a group of recycling bins have been assessed on the coast, and there's 36%. I just noted that 36% of the bins had some form of contamination. It'd be interesting to know whether some of those were done, and I'm aware that it probably wasn't after the FOGO started. It would be interesting to see the Central Coast area, if it was done now, to see that. But that's more just an interesting. It's good that they are doing a lot of promotion now, and they are checking the bins, because as we know, waste is a big issue, not only here in the Central Coast but globally. So it's good that we've got a process in place to address that.
Speakers.
Mayor, I just want to endorse this group, and I think we could, people on the out that don't understand outside could think this is another group that might finish up like CCR or something like that. But I think this group, and the way that they'll try and get the governance right and get it right for the whole of
our nine regional councils, I think is a must, and is one that we've really got to keep at the fore of and keep pushing for. So I
congratulate Jacinda on working on this, because it's been a slow burn. And I imagine when you go to meetings sometimes, there's not a lot of fun because there's not a lot of victories. And it makes you wonder what the heck are we doing it and what you're spending time there for. But we've got to look at the bigger picture, and waste is going to be the unbelievable cost to society that the current generation or the current sector of people, you just don't want to seem to own up to what it's going to cost in the future. So we've really got to be at the forefront, and if we can keep pushing Sandra, get your governance right, get all councils on side, and I think we can move a bit quicker than what the state government's moving or helping us move. Hopefully, fully endorse it.
That you've said, and I think the young people in our community actually embrace and understand a lot more about the environment, but unfortunately, it's going to take us a long time to convince others that we need to look after our environment. And they have no idea of the cost.
Again, I think when we, Mayor, if you give me a granted one more second or a minute, I think when we do budgets and stuff in the future and estimates in the future, we've got to be more upfront with what it actually costs this council to manage waste, which in my time here, I don't think we haven't been telling them untruths, we just don't let them know what it actually costs.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor, and I concur with the comments from yourself and Councillor Carpenter. The community doesn't pay the full cost of any product. We don't factor in the disposal of the product. It's not something, and we all know what that might look like in the end, and none of us want to admit it because nobody wants to pay more for something than they're paying now, and that's how we got in this mess in the first place. My congratulations to our general manager as chair of that group. As Councillor Carpenter said, it's a loveless job, there are many in the region who have not always been as committed to waste management as Central Coast have. Of course, you know, our own FOGO journey is certainly creating lots of conversation in Central Coast about all things waste management, which I take to be an absolute fabulous opportunity to share that with people. As always, I think at the last couple of months, I've identified one of the biggest myths in the region, it is still that that the recycling that is collected from the Cradle Coast area goes to landfill, and that, you know, the soft plastics from Woolworths end up in a hole in Canada. And if there's something that I'm really committed to pursuing for the next 12 months, it's how we capture that journey, how we plant that microchip in a soft plastic bag from Woolies in Ulverston and see it end up at Redcycle, and how we see the end up, in a recycled stream, because I think that is our largest enemy at the moment, is people's little bits of information that they've got from television shows and YouTube and stories from around the world. So our point of difference is the fact that actually we know what the destination of our waste is, and we just need to go out and prove it to people, and I think that's part of the Cradle Coast Waste Services story. But I commend those on the group for the report.
Speakers. Is it you, Councillor Beswick?
In closing, everything's been said. Like the others have said, I commend everybody on the board for doing the work that they're doing, and keep up the good work.
Motion, all those in favour? Against? Motion is carried. Ten point 15 is the financial statements. Can I have somebody move that they be received, please?
I'll move it, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconder, please.
I'll take it.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rowan. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
No, I'm not going to, Mayor, because I said all I wanted to say before the meeting, so I think...
Any other speakers?
Speakers. Had one quick.
Councillor Hiscott.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've had the same problem that Amanda had earlier. My laptop decided to restart.
Turn it off and turn it on again.
I just wanted to confirm, and this may be something that we've gone over already. No, I've got it back up now, thank you. The money spent on the FOGO bins, did we reallocate the significant savings that were able to be made then? That looks as though that's a complete object, and I'm happy to take this question on notice as well, that we ended up about $220,000 under budget. Did we reallocate that to any particular projects as of yet, or?
No, we haven't, because we'll just reduce the loan that we get, because we had down for that to be paid through borrowings. Yeah.
Notice that significant difference there. Thank you very much.
Speakers, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. That actually brings us to the close of our open section of the meeting. So even though it's only 6:38, we'll have public question time. And if anybody would like to ask a question, please come up to the microphone, because we're being recorded now. Say your name and where you're from, and we'll answer any questions tonight if we can. Otherwise, we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Thanks, Mayor. My name is Neil Maggs. I live at 112 Main Road, Penguin. Before I go on with the question, it is to do with the mosaic wall that we want to install in Penguin, and I assume that everyone here knows all about. I'm not here to get into any nitty-gritties. Probably the most disappointing thing is the fact that there's not been any consultation with anyone involved in the wall and with the workshops. So before I do ask the question, if I could just read a short passage to you all. Not all disabilities are visual, and we all know health can manifest in different ways. This mosaic wall, inspired by someone with mental health, however, it also relates to all health, i.e. terminal, general health, even so to normal well-being. The mosaic radiates warmth, love and compassion for those who are carers and for those who are with illness. On the other side is a 150-word jumble, doing words, verbs. They focus on not only negativity, but more importantly, the positives in life. The square design, the head on a square shoulders in figuration is because we are all guilty of pushing health issues to the back corners of our mind. Central Coast Council are our main sponsors. You've sponsored it by $2,950. We would like to take this artwork for public consultation for 14 days. Now, that's one of the requirements that Central Coast Council has offered, suggested. For 14 days on the lawn at the railway station for the public to voice their opinion. We have met with council with the requirements from Crown Land, Heritage, underground cables, permits. This has been at a long drawn out process. Please come on board and support this project. I'll just finish, please. As you all know, ABC are here with Backroads, 900,000 viewers. My question, can you now guarantee no more hurdles and get behind the installation of this project? We actually have one more hurdle. The NME will come and survey on Thursday. Every other requirement has been met. And all we're asking is for you to come on board for a 14-day period. Let us install it. We'll take it down after 14 days. If the public don't want it up, then fine. We'll move on and we'll store it somewhere or put it on private land.
Certainly aware of all of the issues with it. I know it's been going through a process. I'm not sure whether Sandra yourself or Jackie would like to answer.
I think that one of the thing is that you've met with Jackie.
Yes, thank you. Yes,
Merchant, you're coming up with an area for it, and that's where we'd like to install it. Once we know that it can be there for the public consultation that's required, and if the public agree with it, that's what where we'll go to from there. So I'm not sure I thought that there was talk of an area at Johnson's Beach as an area of putting it, and because also we're not really quite sure what we're going to do in the future with the railway site, with that being the main entrance into the town, and we're starting to do some work on that and the foreshore as well. So, and I'm sure that they had the discussions with you last week on that, so we're just waiting to see what comes out of those surveys and that as to where it can go.
I totally understand that, and obviously that would be the final decision, but for the consultation, we feel that the best spot is in the main street for people to come down and view it, and in particular whilst Backroads ABC are here filming.
One of the reasons, that we do put it where we think it's going to be, because that's what people are going to see and imagine that's where it's going to go. So that's why we would say, if we're going to look at Johnson's Beach, that's where it'd go, because that's where people can go, imagine what it's going to look like and see how it fits in into there. But it'll be up for council if they want to change where they want it to go, but that would be the reason that we'd give for it to go where we think it'd be sited, because we'd also want people in the consultation to discuss the siting of it, not just the look of it.
And that's what we're after. Given that, if the public do suggest of the lawn of the railway station, if that's what the public wish for, then does council then stand behind the public and support that?
Well, that's what the public consultation is for.
It's all about. Mm,
that's long, right.
Thank you.
As long as we're clear on that, that's great. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So my next question will be, if the last hurdle is met, then can we get on with it so that it is being erected whilst the ABC are here from the February the 4th to the February the 12th?
To have that up during that time, so that and use that as part of the public consultation as well.
Is there conditions around the installation and engineer and all that that's got to be met first? Yeah. Yes. Did you want to?
Sorry, our mic's not working over there.
Yes. Sorry. Oh, thank you, Mayor. Yes, we mentioned to you the process for a temporary installation for the permanent one. So looking at your building surveyor and possibly the need for an engineering report. But are
you'll have those tomorrow. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jackie. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? For coming, and as I say, that is the closure of our public part of the meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wouldn't be me if I didn't ask a question.
Oh, did you have a question? I did ask if you had a question.
I didn't hear you. He's left his stuff there. I was just wondering, reference to page 37, Declan Bannum, anyway. Mulverston, been here a long time. I think you all know me. Line 6. I was wondering how you distinguish a right of way.
Sorry, page 37 of
what?
Yeah. Oh, the agenda.
And what topic is it, Mr. Bannum?
It's the history of 611, I think. It's 611 Fourth Road, or is it Fourth Road? Or
yeah. Building application. I just mentioned them right away.
Yeah, it was the application to 10.9 is the paragraph or the section.
What was it that you were asking the question on?
611 Fourth Road. And when you go to page 37, line 6, I was wondering how you distinguish a right of way.
The question remains.
I'm not sure our planners. We might have to get back to you, Mr. Bannum, because our planner was here when this item was discussed, but she has since left, but we will get back to you if we've got that question, and we'll let you know.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
I think we're into closed session, so I bid you all good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Simple, it's marked on a title deed.
Yeah.
No.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Well, was she going to change the...
I was, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yes.